Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. We continue the summer book series, The Storyline, today as we feature an interview from March 8th of 2022 with the late Arun Gandhi, author of the book The Gift of Anger and Other Lessons from My Grandfather, Mahatma Gandhi. The figure who represents the American Civil Rights Movement was Martin Luther King Jr., but the figure who inspired Dr. King was India's Mahatma Gandhi. Arun lived with his grandfather for 2 years before the spiritual leader's murder in 1948. Throughout his life, Arun carried on Mahatma Gandhi's legacy of activism, becoming known as the Peace Farmer. Dr. Arun Gandhi, thank you so much for joining us from Rochester, New York, by Skype.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You are the founder of the M.K. Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence. You started that institute in Memphis, and then you moved it to Rochester, New York. And I want to acknowledge that you are no stranger to the Southern United States.
No, I'm not. I lived in the South for about 20 years, I think.
We need to acknowledge to your listeners that you are the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, Mohandas Gandhi.
I am.
What do you think is the link between your grandfather, his philosophy, and Martin Luther King's philosophy? Because I did an interview at the King Parsonage in downtown Montgomery. You know, he was the pastor of the Dexter King Memorial Baptist Church. In his study, in the parsonage, is a big picture of your grandfather. Tell us about that link.
Well, it happened in 1959. They didn't really meet personally. My grandfather was already assassinated by the time Dr. King came on the political scene. So in 1959, after the Montgomery bus boycott, he was invited by the Indian government to come to India and meet with people who had lived with Gandhi and worked with Gandhi and learned from them the philosophy of nonviolence. And so he accepted that invitation and came over and spent a few months in India visiting people and talking to them and going to many of the memorials that are there in Gandhi's memory. One particular one that really was a very touching experience was there's a house in Bombay City which was used by grandfather when he came to Bombay, and that house has now been turned into a museum, and the room that my grandfather occupied is furnished in the same way as it was during his time, but it's kind of blocked. People can't go inside the room. They can look into the room from the plate glass windows. And so when Dr. King and his party came over there to see the museum and he saw that room, he requested the director special permission to go in and sit and meditate for a while. So because he was a state guest, the director obliged him but said that only he could go in, nobody else would be allowed to go in there. And so he went in and he sat there and he dismissed the rest of the party and he said, I'll catch up with you when I'm done here. So they all left and he sat and meditated. And then it was time for the museum to close, and he was showing no signs of coming out of the room. So the director went to him and asked him, when are you planning to leave? We want to close up and go home. And he said, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay here. I'm not done yet. So the director was shocked and she said, this is a museum. You can't spend the night in the museum. We don't have all the facilities here. And besides, you are a state guest and you're booked to stay in the Taj Mahal Hotel, which is the best hotel in town. So he said, I don't care. He said, as long if Gandhi could stay here in this room, I can stay in this room. And if he could sleep on the floor, I can sleep on the floor too. And he said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying the night here until I'm completely done with my meditation. And he did spend the whole night there, and he came out the next morning and he said, now I feel spiritually strong enough to go back and lead my people in the struggle for civil rights. So that was the connection between the two. They didn't meet personally, but it was that spiritual connection.
You know, Dr. Gandhi, we are in something that you started. And it starts on January 30th. It runs for 64 days. It is a special season of nonviolence. Tell me about that season of nonviolence and why you did it in this manner.
Well, it was, I started the Institute in 91 in Memphis, Tennessee. And soon I realized that it was in 98. Was going to be my grandfather's 50th memorial anniversary. And I was thinking of ways in which we could celebrate this anniversary meaningfully. And while going through that whole process of thinking about it, I realized that in the same year, it was Dr. King's 30th memorial anniversary. And I thought it would be a very appropriate thing to link the two anniversaries and call that 64-day period a season for nonviolence and just inspire communities everywhere to do whatever they could within their means to take us a few steps closer to the dream that both of them shared, the dream of creating peace and harmony in society. And I went out and talked about this, and people just loved the idea, and it kind of took a life of its own. And now it is being celebrated in more than 900 cities around the world. It's gone beyond the U.S. I had thought it would be just that one-year celebration, the 50th and 30th anniversaries, but people said, no, we want to make this annual celebration, and so it's become an annual feature now.
Both your grandfather and Dr. King were murdered. They died by violence from other people.
Yes. Yes, they were both. Unfortunately, that has been the case all along. You know, we have been killing people who talk about peace and change, and it's very sad, but this is where we are.
That was the late Arun Gandhi speaking with us in March of 2022 from Rochester, New York, before his death on May 2nd of this year. Dr. Gandhi continued the humanitarian work and activism of his grandfather, Mahatma Gandhi, throughout his adult life. Among Arun Gandhi's books are Legacy of Love, My Education in the Path of Nonviolence, and The Gift of Anger and Other Lessons from My Grandfather, Mahatma Gandhi. Thanks for joining us today for our book series, The Storyline on In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from the Wiregrass Archives at Troy University's Dothan campus, identifying and preserving historical documents and photographs for research related to the Wiregrass region. More information at troy.edu/wiregrassarchives.